Parents, if your kids love listening to audio stories, but you don't want them using your phone all the time to listen to them, you need a Story Button. Story Button is a screenless device that makes it easy to listen to kid podcasts, audiobooks, and more without having to use a tablet, phone, or keep track of any cards or toys. Fan favorites like Miles the Brave and Treasure Galaxy will give your kids an extra spark of exciting imagination, while the bedtime category will help your kids as they get ready to sleep. Go to storybutton.com to learn more and view all the content currently available in the library. Storybutton. Imagination lives here. Hello again, and welcome back to Kids Bible Stories. Today's episode is made possible through the generosity of the following families. A great big thank you to Samantha and her little brother, Jack. Samantha and Jack have listened for over 1 year now. They listen on the way to school or swim lessons. Thank you so much, you guys. Now, listeners, we just finished the month of October and began a new month. Does anyone know what month we are in now?
November.
November, very good. If you live in the United States, in the month of November, we celebrate a holiday. Can anyone name that holiday? That's right, Thanksgiving. Today's episode will help prepare us for this holiday by reminding us of being thankful. And no matter where you live, whether you are celebrating this specific holiday or not, God wants us to have thankful, grateful hearts. So we are all going to be reminded about this in our story. Today's story is called 10 Are Healed, But Only One Says Thanks. And this comes from Luke chapter 17, verses 11 through 19. Let's begin our story. One bright and beautiful day, Jesus was walking along the road as he traveled to another city. As he walked, he passed through a village. Jesus looked around and noticed that there were 10 men who were sick. These 10 men had something called leprosy. Now, this is a lot stronger and serious than chickenpox are. But for today's story, we will pretend they had chickenpox so that you can understand it a little better. Now, have you ever seen anyone who's had the chickenpox? Maybe some of you have. Well, if someone has the chickenpox, everyone can tell that you are sick because you get these little bitty red dots all over your skin and your arms, and oh, do they itch and itch and itch. People usually try and stay away from someone who has chickenpox because they could get it too. So, these 10 men who had the chickenpox were standing far, far away from everybody and the town itself because no one wanted to be around them. They all could see very easily that they were sick, and all the healthy townspeople were fearful of getting sick. Though the 10 men were far away from the town, one of them must have noticed Jesus walking through the village. That one man said to the others,
Hey, guys, I think that's Jesus.
Oh, yeah? Well, where do you see him?
Look, right there. He's right there.
Oh, by golly, he is right. That is Jesus, the other one said. They stood far away and called out in a loud voice,
Hey, over here, Jesus, please help make us well. Oh, Master, have pity on us.
When Jesus saw them, he said to them, Go. Show yourselves to the priests. And as they went, they were healed. No more spots, no more itchy skin. They were all better. All 10 of them, completely healed. Everyone, I want you to count 10 fingers right now with me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Good. Keep all 10 fingers up. I imagine these 10 men jumping and cheering for joy that they felt great again. No more sickness and coughing and scratching. How thankful they must have been. But only one of them. Now, hold just one finger up. One of them, when he saw he was healed, came back running to Jesus. Praising God in a loud voice, he threw himself at Jesus' feet, falling to his knees, and he thanked Jesus. Jesus asked him, "Were not all 10 healed? Where are the other 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except for you?" Then he said to him, "Rise and go. Your faith has made you well." Well, that is it for our story today. But before we go, let's think about what we just heard. Using your fingers, I want you to show me how many of the men were sick. That's right, you should have 10 fingers up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now, how many of them were healed? They were no longer sick. That's right, all 10. Wiggle those 10 fingers. Very good. Now show me, using your fingers, how many of them came back and said, "Thank you, Jesus"? That's right, just one of them. Now, you may be thinking, "Well, of course I would never do that. If Jesus made me well, I would definitely say thank you." And this is probably true, but we do this in different ways. We also can forget to say thank you to Jesus for so many wonderful things. Like maybe we need to remember to thank Jesus that we have a safe house with a roof over our heads. Or maybe you are thankful for something like the voice that Jesus gave you. Your voice lets you sing and talk and laugh with your friends and family. These are all wonderful things from Jesus. But sometimes we get so used to having these things or being able to do certain things that we just kind of think, "Well, of course we have this," or "Of course I can do this." But it's good for us to stop for a moment and thank Jesus. It doesn't have to be fancy or filled with big words. You can simply pray and say thanks to Jesus anytime you want. This week, I want you to think about our story and talk to your family about it. Share with them some of the things that you are thankful for that Jesus has given you or allowed you to do. Well, that is it for our story today. Thanks so much for listening. And as always, bye for now.